Mickey fished at his father's favorite fishing spot. He cut a hole in the ice and lowered the baited hook. One after another, he pulled fat fish from the hole. Soon, he had caught enough fish for a week. Mickey was proud. He was eager to get home to show his mother. On the way home, the wind began to blow. It blew so hard that Mickey tottered on the slippery ice and almost fell. Suddenly, something ripped the string of fish and his father's best hook out of his hands. Mickey couldn't see who or what had done it. He looked around. How strange that there were no footprints. Only the north wind could take something and leave no trace in the snow, Mickey thought. It had to be the north wind. Mickey was angry with the north wind. He shook his fists and cried, "North wind, how could you do this? Why do you want to interfere with my task? I am just a small boy. I am not big enough to bother with. Leave me be." The north wind did not answer, but lifted the boy into the air and blew him home. Mickey's mother found her son half frozen in the snow. She carried him home. When she heard that the north wind had taken Mickey's fish, she was angry and confused. "Why would the north wind want your fish and your father's best hook? We are poor people, with very little to spare. Doesn't the north wind have enough without stealing from us? Mickey, you must be a brave boy. You must go to the home of the north wind and insist that he give back the things he has stolen." "But the north wind lives a day's walk from here. Where will I sleep on my way back home?" asked Mickey. "Stay with your uncle," said his mother. "Uncle hasn't been the same since father was taken away. He will not let me stay," Mickey replied. "He won't refuse his brother's son," said his mother. "Go now."